It's one of those days. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. So this morning, I have Jody Taylor with me with the Effingham Visitors Bureau, I believe. Awesome. So you're going to talk to me about quite a few things, so let's hear it. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Effingham Artisan Fair is this weekend, May 4th and 5th, in downtown Effingham. It's the 13th annual festival, so we're really excited about that. We've got a lot of really cool things going on. It kind of all kicks off at 5 p.m. on this Friday. We'll have...
it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, May the 4th be with you.
Awesome.
So we have... So it starts off at 5 o'clock, and we'll have kind of like a soft opening of a lot of the artisans. We'll be downtown. Exclusively Dance is going to be performing on 4th Street at 5:30.
Nice.
We actually have our Sculptures on the Avenue, the 20th anniversary unveiling, is going to be happening at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. On the corner of Jefferson and 3rd Street. We have the Community Support Systems Art Auction will start at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a really great fundraiser that they do that helps supply all of the art for them for an entire year. So it's mm-hmm. a really important fundraiser, and it just goes really well with the whole theme of everything being super art friendly. Mm-hmm. We also have wine, beer, and whiskey sampling.
Nice.
We have a nice tent over there.
So can you bring me some beforehand?
We'll have it there. I don't know about transferring.
Well, it's all right. It just tells me I have to go.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But we'll have that. That's all going to be on the courthouse, parking lot. Mm-hmm. But you can actually take the kind of like sip and shop. You can walk around the courthouse square mm-hmm. with your drink. So that's kind of nice. They changed that a couple years ago. And people really enjoy that. We'll have live music too all weekend long. So that's always really great. And then we have a food fair too. We have a lot of really great food. We've got like Dad's Smokin' Butt Barbecue, Martin's IGA, mm-hmm. The Sausage House, Kay's Ultimate Vending, which has like nachos and all these different kinds of crazy. It's like a food truck. They've got a lot of really great stuff. And then mm-hmm. we've got like stuff like the Cookie Jar and Omojisi's German Bakery, plum pies, mm-hmm. some ice cream. So we've got a big selection of food. And then lots of kids activities too. We'll have not-for-profits downtown nice. Friday. Some of them will be downtown Saturday too. So kid-friendly activities. Mm-hmm. You can learn about the not-for-profits. So we've got a lot of stuff going on Friday night.
Awesome.
And then Saturday kind of kicks off all over again. They also add the Kids Corner on Saturday, so mm-hmm. there'll be some additional kids activities. Again, all the artists will be downtown on Saturday, and I think there's about 35 this year.
Nice.
So we have a pretty good crowd. We'll have, again, the food fair will be there. We'll have the live music, the mm-hmm. wine, beer, and whiskey sampling. And, I mean, the weather's supposed to be great, especially
awesome.
Saturday,
so
we're excited.
So with the live music, mm-hmm. What bands are you guys going to be having at this thing?
We've got a pretty good list of, off the top of my head, I know... I think like it's like every hour and a half or so they switch, but I know like Andy Reuter is going to be down there, and he's a local favorite. LP and the Honeybees, another local favorite, they're going to be down there. Mm-hmm. Tim Crosby, I think Aaron Goldstein is going to be down there. Mm-hmm. So it's really just, and they're all like different kinds of music, which is cool. I mean, it's all kind of like easy listening because it kind of goes with the chill environment nice. Of the wine and beer tasting. But there'll be some country, there'll be some kind of folk type music, awesome. Easy listening. You'll hear a lot of your favorites and stuff, so it'll be a fun time.
Okay, well, something I am a little curious about with this fair happening this weekend, you know, as we were talking earlier, Star Wars Day is Friday, and then Cinco de Mayo is on Saturday.
Yeah.
So with that being said, is there going to be anything like that happening at this fair? Because I'm just curious.
Nobody thought about that when we planned it.
Yeah.
So no. Although I guess
maybe
the whole
next year.
Yeah, maybe next year, because it usually is. We have kind of been having it on that first weekend mm-hmm. of May. Yeah.
What else do we have going on this upcoming weekend, or anything that I would love to hear about it?
Yeah. So I kind of mentioned it in what we have going on Friday night, but mm-hmm. We're actually celebrating 20 years of the Sculpture on the Avenues, mm-hmm. which
those
are
so cute.
Yeah. This year we're really we love the sculptures this year. We've got a really good batch. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this for 20 years now. The sculptures yeah. have been in the downtown area. So we're just trying to celebrate that a little bit. Mm-hmm. We always kind of kick off the sculptures year with the Artisan Fair. It just kind of makes sense, the sculptures, the art.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually unveiling our 20th anniversary sculpture on Friday night
nice.
At 6 p.m.
What sculpture, if you could tell us?
Well, it's so the sculpture is by one of our favorite artists, Thomas Horn, and he's out of Cobden, Illinois.
Nice.
And it's just a cool piece. I mean, it was really, he just did a piece. We loved it. We said, let's make this our 20th anniversary piece. So it's very similar to some of the other stuff that he's done. Mm-hmm. It's a stained glass piece, which are, they're nice. Really pretty. So he's going to be down there with us. And then former Mayor Bob Utz, who actually started the program 20 years ago, is going to be down there, which we're excited about. So he's going to help us unveil it. And then for our current mayor, Mayor Blumker, will be down there as well. So we're excited.
Yeah,
I'm sure he will. Yeah. So we're excited to be able to just kind of kick off Sculptures on the Avenue. We'll have our culture guides downtown, and those are like our little booklets that basically you can take with you and do like a walking tour of all the sculptures. It's got like a map and information on the artists,
nice.
And the sculpture itself. So we actually have those at the Visitor Center, City Hall, and the library, so mm-hmm. you can come and get them at any time.
Right.
We also have an indoor exhibition going on right now at the Effingham Public Library for the month of May. Mm-hmm. It's actually, it's called Circle of Life, and it is like 10 pieces. It's big canvas photographs mm-hmm. pieces of some of the sculptures throughout the past 20 years.
Nice.
So we encourage people to go to the library and check that out, too.
Definitely. Just out of complete honesty here, I remember whenever I first moved to town, mm-hmm. I noticed the sculptures playing Pokemon Go. I'm going to be honest about it.
However you see them.
Well, I mean, if you ever play the game, just about every single sculpture is a little stop and stuff. Oh. So, like, if you go
cool
there, it'll let you spin and you can get, like, all kinds of cool stuff. And now that the weather's getting better, you're starting to see more people out there.
Yeah.
So, like, me and, like, my fiance, we love going out there and playing, all day and all night.
How fun is that?
That's cool. One of those weird ways that people kind of learn about him is from playing the game.
However people notice them is totally cool with us. And like I said, we are just really, we really love the pieces this year. There's some really cool pieces.
They're so cool. There's a butterfly one out there that I really like.
The butterfly one is very popular along 3rd Street at the library. We have I don't know if you've seen it's a heron, the bird, right in front of the Hart Theater.
Yes,
it that's moves like it spins.
I saw that.
So it's really cool, too. Yeah, I know. That's Roger
I'm
Butz.
I'm not an artist, so.
I know. I don't understand it either. Roger Butz, he's from Edgewood, and he did the butterfly that was in front of Joe Sipper's last year, and it spun, too, and it was like an iridescent type butterfly.
Nice.
It won the People's Choice last year. Every year we do a People's Choice.
Awesome.
He won that last year, so
I wasn't here last year for that.
So it was we're really excited about it. There's a lot of really cool sculptures, and just a cool reason to celebrate 20 years of Effingham being an art-friendly city.
Right, for sure. Well, Jody, thank you so much for coming in
and
talking to me about it. I know we kind of got a little funny into this interview, but it is what it is. So I'm very much looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
you.
To be there myself, and anyone who does want to go, you gotta go. I mean, they're gonna have barbecue. Why wouldn't you want to go?
The barbecue is delicious. Yeah, and if you need more information, www.effinghamartisanfair.com. We also it's 5 to 10 on Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Awesome. Well, Jody, again, thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Being here. I really appreciate it. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.